delicate balance. He can sit stone silent, like chiseled granite. She wants to put a mirror under his nose to make sure he's breathing. He says it's because of the war. Crouched in the jungle, nothing familiar but fear, death thirsting for victims, he'd figured out how to separate from his body, watch over himself from a parallel plane, trusting no one else with his life. Not much has changed. He keeps things from her. He's usually late, rarely bothers to explain. She makes allowances. She'd spent those years planting a garden, inviting in friends, death not rattling her door. When she traces scars, jagged and thick, trailing over his shoulder, he flinches, as if she's disturbed a critical synapse that keeps him steady. He comes in her with such intensity, heat so ferocious, she's afraid of what it may cost him.